Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We'd just like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. How many children do you have living with you and attend kindergarten to 12th grade in the current school year? You have anybody in the school system?
Hey, thank you. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Do you have anybody in the school system in Boston?
Salome? Yes, you.
You want me to wait online?
Wait for me, please.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you just a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in the area. This is the better the system in Boston. How many children are living with you and attend kindergarten to 12th grade in the current school year? You have anybody in the school system in Boston?
Yeah.
Okay, how many? How many children?
One,
okay. Thank you. And I'm sorry, which of the following best describes the schools your child attends this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston? A charter school, a public school but outside of Boston, a private school, or home school?
The first option.
The public school in Boston, right?
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
Forty-five to fifty.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just a moment, please. Okay. No. Let me see if it allows me to continue. Okay. Here we go. I appreciate your patience on the line. So it's 40 to 44 or 45 to 49, right? And how would you describe your gender? Man, woman, a non-binary? A man, a woman? Woman, okay. And how would you describe your race? Black, African-American, white, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, Native American, or Alaska Native, Middle Eastern, or some other race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Now, think specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools. What grade is your child in this current school year? Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade? Which grade?
Ninth grade.
He's a freshman, huh? Beautiful. Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also refers to as the BPS system, is the district overseeing system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Now, overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school? What letter would you give them? A, B, C, D, F? How would you grade?
B.
B? Okay, thank you. Now, how about the Boston Public Schools as a whole, the whole system? Overall, how would you grade the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, F?
B.
B, okay, thank you. Now, thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wall, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public School? What letter? A, B, C, D, F?
B.
B, okay. And as you may know, the Boston Public School System say it is committed to transforming the life of all children through exemplary teaching and a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? What do you think? Do you think they're doing very well? Somewhat well? Not too well or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well? Okay. And as you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the communities, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you personally? You think they're partnering with you very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. And if you have to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? You can pick up the two. You think they are more focused on serving the parents, the teachers, the students, the superintendent, the BPS system leaders, the politicians, the local community? Who do you think they focus on serving?
The students.
And who else?
And the parents.
Their parents. Thank you. Now, moving right along. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Do you want to be very engaged? Somewhat engaged? Not too engaged or not at all engaged?
Very.
Very engaged, okay. And now, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Do you think that enables you to be very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged? How do you feel?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? Now, here's the first one. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree? Or unsure?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Okay, how about the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand? What's your opinion? Strongly? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree? Or you're not sure?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Somewhat? Okay. The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you agree with that? Strongly? Somewhat? Disagree? Somewhat? Or strongly disagree? Or you're not sure?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? Or you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay, now moving right along. I do appreciate your patience, okay? Now, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while at the school? Are you very concerned about the emotional well-being? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned, not at all concerned, or you're not sure?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. And how concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they're at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned about the physical. And how much have you heard or read about the potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System? Have you heard about that a great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all?
Not very much.
Not very much, okay. And as you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to the modern standards. Now, the current plan, sometimes called a Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. Now, how much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal? A fair amount? Not too much or nothing at all?
Not too much.
Not too much, okay. Now, as you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Will you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS. Now, the first one, renovating some schools. Do you strongly support that element? Somewhat support? Somewhat opposed? Strongly opposed or not sure?
Strongly support.
Okay. And how about modernizing some schools? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Merging some schools. Do you strongly support that element? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, or not sure?
Somewhat opposed,
okay. And closing of some schools. What's your opinion? Strongly, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, or not sure?
Not sure,
okay. Now, how would you rate the condition of your child's school? You think they are in a great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition? Or not sure?
Okay condition, okay.
To the best of your knowledge, will your child's schools be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the history of the school integration in Boston during the 1970s? Are you very familiar with that? Somewhat familiar? Not too familiar or not at all familiar? Or not sure?
Not too familiar.
Okay. As you may know, in 1974, court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including Boston students to schools and other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you observed any outgoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the way the Boston public schools could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount? What's your opinion?
Do more,
okay. And do you feel that your child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your child's schools changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
There's more now,
okay. And the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, okay, so we can be finished. Now, does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what language are spoken regularly at home? English, Spanish, Cambodian, Haitian, Creole, Arabic, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Portuguese. What language?
French and Haitian Creole.
Okay. English, right? Haitian Creole. And what other one?
French.
Okay. Wow, that's beautiful. So three languages, right? English, Haitian Creole,
yes.
And French, right?
Yes.
They are a very smart family. Now, have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
I moved from somewhere else.
From somewhere else, okay. And how long have you lived in the city of Boston? Less than a year? 1 to 4 years? 5 to 9 years? 10 to 19 years? Or 20 or more years?
A little over a year.
A little bit, okay. So 1 to 4 years, okay? Now, what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? Did you graduate high school, some college, but less than 2 years of college, some college, 2 years or more, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate courses, master's degree, MBA, a law degree, a PhD or MD?
2 years college.
2 years of college. Okay. Okay, here we go. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? $25,000 to $35,000 a year, $35,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000 a year, or $150,000 or more? What was your total family income?
I don't really know.
Okay. No problem. Okay. I appreciate your patience on the line. Very kind of you. This concludes our survey. Okay. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.